Ourselves in Shakespeare. You are going to listen to a recording about Shakespeare and his plays. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then, you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the beginnings of the sentences 1 to 5 with the sentence endings A to H. There are two sentence endings that you should not use. Write your answers in the boxes provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you.
Every summer, the Church of Shakespeare holds services called festivals in Alabama, Hawaii, Lake Tahoe, Hampton Roads, and nearly any place with cultural ambitions. Some of this attraction is the beauty and complexity of Shakespeare's words, his ideas and images, which gain more meaning on the 10th hearing than on the first. But the amazing achievement of his plays is when characters such as Hamlet, King Lear, or Macbeth are not just stage characters, when they come to life and become more real than living people. Other playwrights use characters as mouthpieces for their own thoughts and ideas. Shakespeare's greatest characters seem to possess their own identity. They have somehow become real. These fictional but living characters have influenced politics and history. Even Abraham Lincoln was obsessed by Shakespeare's histories and tragedies. He once wrote, "I think nothing equals Macbeth." Yet Shakespeare's influence is not primarily ideological or even religious. His views on these topics are often vague and obscure. He does not attempt to explain history or the gods to men. He rather tries to explain men and women to themselves. He covers experiences of all kinds like guilt and humour, insanity and ambition, power and weakness, love and death, and many more. What Shakespeare has to offer is an important message. Namely, that the most important and dramatic choices are made in the human soul. We watch the people in his plays struggling with life. In them we see our own nature, our own desires. And as these characters are put on stage and go through dramatic situations, we see ourselves differently as well. And so when we watch his plays, we might enter a dark theatre or even watch his dramas on a green or a beach or a riverside, and we think that we can escape from our lives. But in fact, we are faced with what is most real, with ourselves. Every summer, the Church of Shakespeare holds services called festivals in Alabama, Hawaii, Lake Tahoe, Hampton Roads, and nearly any place with cultural ambitions. Some of this attraction is the beauty and complexity of Shakespeare's words, his ideas and images, which gain more meaning on the 10th hearing than on the first. But the amazing achievement of his plays is when characters such as Hamlet, King Lear, or Macbeth are not just stage characters, when they come to life and become more real than living people. Other playwrights use characters as mouthpieces for their own thoughts and ideas. Shakespeare's greatest characters seem to possess their own identity. They have somehow become real. These fictional but living characters have influenced politics and history. Even Abraham Lincoln was obsessed by Shakespeare's histories and tragedies. He once wrote, "I think nothing equals Macbeth." Yet Shakespeare's influence is not primarily ideological or even religious. His views on these topics are often vague and obscure. He does not attempt to explain history or the gods to men. He rather tries to explain men and women to themselves. He covers experiences of all kinds like guilt and humour, insanity and ambition, power and weakness, love and death, and many more. What Shakespeare has to offer is an important message, namely that the most important and dramatic choices are made in the human soul. We watch the people in his plays struggling with life. In them we see our own nature, our own desires. And as these characters are put on stage and go through dramatic situations, we see ourselves differently as well. And so when we watch his plays, we might enter a dark theatre or even watch his dramas on a green or a beach or a riverside, and we think that we can escape from our lives. But in fact, we are faced with what is most real, with ourselves.